I'd like to read you start off with an email that I received 14 years ago. October 23rd, 2006. Yeah, there was email in those days. All right, not way before that, but Dear Rav Rosner, again, it's a published letter, so I could, it's not something private. My name is Mark Lobenberg. I am an orthopedic surgeon in Renana, Israel. We have never met, but I want to write to you to know to thank you for the tremendous amount of Torah my family and I have been able to learn from you over the past year and a half. 15 months ago, my father, an obstetrician in Halifax, Nova Scotia, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Although he learned Torah every day of his life, he bought all of your father's books, he had never learned Daf Yomi. He was always concerned that his busy schedule would not allow him to set aside the necessary hour every day. He had intended to begin Daf Yomi upon his retirement. Unfortunately, his diagnosis came before he could retire. The day of his diagnosis, realizing that he could no longer work, and as a surgeon, fully cognizant of the very limited life expectancy of the disease, my father decided to start learning Daf Yomi to see, quote, how far I could get. My brother-in-law, Zev Gewirtz, a lawyer in Boston, and I, Renana, decided to join him. With all of us in different cities, with different schedules and time differences, we decided upon a virtual shiur and quickly settled into a rhythm with your shiur. Each of us in our own city would listen to your shiur and then, later in the day, call my father and review it together. It provided us with an excuse to call every day, to talk at length, and to give my father a sense of progress, even in the face of death. Of course, pretty soon the daf took on a life of its own, and Baruch Hashem, my father seemed to thrive with his illness. We started, and this, I only got the letter afterwards. We started on Shabbos Daf Lamed. Remember Shabbos Daf Lamed? Daven HaMelech fighting with the Malach HaMavis, he didn't stop learning. We started on Shabbos Daf Lamed, and we just prayed that he would be able to finish the Masechta. We finished Shabbos, and when we finished Erevin, we all gathered in Nova Scotia for an emotional siyum. When we finished Pesachim, we all gathered in New York, in one of my sisters. And when we finished Shkalim, we were zocheh to be together in Boston. What we thought might not last 30 dafim lasted for over 450. My father passed away on the 13th of Elul. Only the last several weeks of his life was it impossible for him to learn. When he died, I went to his gemara to see where his bookmark was, to see where he had stopped it. It was Yuma Pei Aleph, not for now, just 10 days before he was nifter. What all of us learned from the experience is not really translatable into words. But I wanted to relate to you, most importantly, how much happiness and strength we got from learning together quietly in the back of your classroom, et cetera, and the power that the Torah gave. What is it about a consistent learning? Daf Yomi is one example. Again, I'm not pushing for Daf Yomi in the years in yeshiva. This is not a Daf Yomi shiur. This is a consistency shiur. But what is it about the power of such learning that it overtakes us, and it drives a person, and it connects so many. So many who don't have this close. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have consistency. We get to go to Beis Medrash every single day. But once you get out there, we have to get into good habits now, because once we get out there in the outside world, so to speak, it's more challenging to keep the kviyas. So maybe if we appreciate a little bit what kviyas does to us and what it's about, so then we'd be able to learn the power of Daf Yomi, the power of being Maver Sedra, the power of anything that I do consistently, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Okay, so we'll start off with the Mishnah Zvachim. Mishnah Zvachim in source number one. Mishnah Zvachim tells us, Kol Atadam Mechaveira, Kol Atadam Mechaveira. We know the principle that we've known, Tadar Sheino, Tadar, Tadar, Kodem. Whatever is more common comes first. And that's why in the world of Karbanos, what is it doing in Zvachim? Because the Karban Tamid and the Karban Musaf, the Karban Tamid comes first. Not only because the Karban Tamid has to be the first Karban of the day, but because whatever is more common goes first. If it's Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh, first the Karban of Shabbat is brought, and then the Karban of Rosh Chodesh is brought. Because the more common comes first. Don't we know that question? Ever think about what the svar for that is? Why does the more common one come first? No, we all grow up with it. We know it. It comes up in Maseches Brachos, right? Later on in the Masechta. But why? You know, you might think like even the opposite. Like if something doesn't come up that often, you should do that first. That's more special. It's more exciting. It hardly ever comes up. I want to do it first. Why is there a Smara? The Gemara doesn't... There's a pasuk that it's based on, yes. But is there a message for us that the more common and the more matsui, something is, it comes first. And it's not only, you know, a nice thing. The Gemara in the next daf, Zachem daf Sadi, even as a shayla, even as an ibayin zelo ishita. Tazir u'mekudash, if you have a more common karbon versus a more sanctified karbon, a more kadosh karbon, which wins? Does the tazir kodem, mishum the tazir, is the common one first because it's tazir, odelma u'mekudash kodem to kadosh. So which is it? And the Gemara has an ibayin zelo ishita, it's an unanswered question. And the Rambam paskins, whichever one you want. That's a very uncommon sock. Whichever one you want, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Tzvidin Musafin. Ketzad Sidur Akravason, Mosav Shabbos Chilo V'Yachara, Mosav Ashodesh V'Yachara, Mosav Yantif, Shkolatada Mechaveir Kodem Eschaveiro. V'chede Kolom HaKudosh, Hoylevaratada Mechudosh, Yachtim Ezuim Shiyirtse, whichever one you want. Tadir is so powerful that it even stands up against Mekudosh. That's amazing. Why is Tazir so strong? What makes it good? Just because it happens a lot. Continuing. There is a fascinating Machlokes HaPoskim. Rav Asher Weiss quotes it in his name from Bamidbar. Source number 4. What happens if you have something that's more common? It's more Tazir, but it only happens at one time of year. It's all concentrated at one time of year. Well, you have something that's less tadir, but it's spread out. Which is called tadir? One is more common during the year, but one is more common if you just add up the numbers. I think, well, who thought of this question? Where does this come up? Bar Chinashi and Ladavid. So if you do the math, Ladavid, right, you start from Rishchodesh Elul all the way until Shmini Atzeres. What is that, 45 days? Right, the most you're going to get for Barchi Nafshi is 24. And there are some days that are only one Rosh Chodesh, so maybe 18. How many days do you say Barchi Nafshi? Assuming you don't say it every Shabbat after Mincha. Right, but it's in the Siddur for some reason. So what goes first? Barchi Nafshi L'David. So we might say, just say whatever. Just say it. But every detail, every minog in Chol Yisrael has a reason. So Machlokes HaPoskim. Some say L'David because added up, it's more days. You say L'David 40 plus times. And times two, twice a day. And I say, no, but Barchi Nafshi, you stay the whole year. L'David is only during El Tishrei and El Tishrei. So is there a message, a nugget that we could glean out of that detail of a Machlokes? Machlokes! Is there a message? Okay. Further. We know the Mishnah tells us at the end of Maseches Tainis, the ultimate symbol of Tadir and the source of it in the Torah is, of course, the Karban Tamid. And we know one of the five tragedies that we mourn on Shavuot B'Tammuz is the fact that the Karban Tamid stopped. The last day the Karban Tamid was brought was on the 16th day of Tammuz. 17th day, no more animals, no more Karban. And that tragedy is teamed up with what else happened? The luchos were broken. The walls of Yerushalayim were broken. Karban Tamid was a karban, a special karban. But it ranks to be one of the five tragedies on Shavuot B'Tammuz. It's so important. It's so significant. All karbanos are tragic. What is it about the Karban Tamid? As if the Karban Tamid symbolized something for us. So then when that was lost, that was it. We lost our essence. We lost our glue. So what is it about that Karban Tamid? And we know the Karban Tamid represents the bookends of our entire abode in the Beis HaMikdash. The first and last Karban every single day was the Karban Tamid, with one exception, Karban Pesach, because you had to fit in millions of Karbanos. So that's an exception. But besides that, which is a separate topic, the Rambam tells us what's called Aseh Dehashlama in the Gemara, that all karbanos have to be brought after the Karban Tamid and before the Karban Tamid. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Aseh L'Akrav Shekvasim Olos B'chol Yom, Ve'enikram Tzmidin, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, when do you bring them? He describes, and the Rambam says, because it's Aser L'Akrav Karban Klal, Kodem Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Shachar, V'lo shochten karban acher, acher tamet shabon arbaim, chutz mikarban pesach levado, which is its own idea. So, and that's a very, that's a halacha, that's ma'akev. We really try not to do that. So, again, what is it about those tamidim? It locks in the entire avoda of the Beit HaMikdash. And one final point of interest related to this, how many mitzvahs of the Karban Tamid are there? As the Rambam just wrote in source number 6, mitzvahs asei lahakriv shnei kvasim olos b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah asei. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. Sefer HaChinuch after him. The Sefer HaChinuch notes, though, in the next source, that the Ramban argues. The Ramban counts two mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch obviously follows the Rambam, as he always does, and he talks about the messages, but he says, quote to the end, often when the Ramban argues, the Chinuch summarizes the Machlokas. Just note that. The end, Ramban Zalchasha v'cheshbon and mitzvah shnei tzmitin. Why? Why does Ramban count two? Because it's two different karbanos that you can't give at the same time. It's two different times of day. So of course it's two karbanos. When you wake up in the morning, there's one mitzvah to do, the karban tamid shel shachar, after the sun goes down, before the sun goes down, in the afternoon. So the Ramban seems very strong. Two mitzvos, two times, never the twain shall meet. How does the Rambam count that as one mitzvah? You can't do either part at the same time, right? Tefillin, there's two mitzvos. Two separate mitzvos. So why aren't the tzmidim two separate mitzvos? If you can't do one at the time that you can't do the other, maybe the Rambam is trying to tell us that there's one theme of the Karban Tamid, that it's a message for us. And only seeing those two karbanos together as one gives us that message. So what is it about the Karban Tamid? So we start off with a very well-known, if it's not well-known, we'll make it well-known now, but I think it's well-known, many know it, Medrash. Well-known Medrash, the only problem is we don't know where the Medrash is. We know who quotes the Medrash. But it's a Medrash that we're not sure where it is, but it's quoted in Hadamah of the Ein Yaakov, the Hakosev of the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov, we know, is a compilation of various Agadic Mefarshim. Again, whenever you want to look something up on Agadah, you look in the Big Four, you look at more, but at least the four, the Marsha, the Ben Yehoyada, the Ein Yaakov, and the Chiddushi Agadahs of the Maharal. Those are on really all Masechtos and Shas. Rav Kook has on the first two, Einai and Brachos and Shabbos, but those four, the Ein Yaakov itself has five Mefarshim, right? Art school just started putting out the Ein Yaakov. But the Hakdama of the Sefer Hakosev of the Ein Yaakov, he goes to Medrash, which basically asks, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Right? If you had to choose, what is the most important, most inclusive pasuk? So, Bird Hall has Sichos Musar about this pasuk. Ben Zoma Omer, source number 8. Matzinu Kol El Yoser. There's a very inclusive pasuk. Who? Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkein Hashem Echad. Shema. Ben Anas Omer, they're all Shimons. I'm not sure why that is. Matzinu kol yoser. Shimon ben Anna says, "Di'afla recha kamalcha." So those two would have been on all of our top 10 lists. Shema Yisrael, di'afla recha kamalcha. And then comes the third one. Shimon ben Pazi Omer, matzinu pazi kol yoser. Esakev esachot hasev aboker, esakev esasheni hasev ben arbay. The carbon tubit. Amad Rebbe Ploni al Raglov. Interesting name. Rebbe Ploni stands up and says, "Oh, Ben Pazi's the best. Pazi's the best." So what's the message? So let's go to the Shemen Atov. Rebbe Weinberger in the Shemen Atov, or Dov Weinberger, young Israel of Williamsburg. It's one of the brach. He was there a year, two summers ago, I think. Let's think back to the Akedah. Think back to the Akedah. The Akedah is an unbelievable event that has repercussions for all time. Right after the Akedah, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu went back, and the next parsha we know, he buries his wife, and he finds a wife for Yitzchak. Where is Yitzchak? What happened to Yitzchak after the Akedah? He disappears. He's out of his mother's levaya. He doesn't find a wife for himself. Next time we find him, he's in Beer Lachai Rui, and he's brought a wife. Where did Yitzchak go? So as any biblical figure in Sefer Bereshit that disappears, what does the Medrash say? Where they go? Beis Medrash Shei Be'Ever. Great. The problem here, though, you can say this about anybody, but Yitzchak, what more did he have to learn? He just did Akedah. He was ready to give his neck. He was ready to be Moser Nefesh Mamish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a ksos he didn't learn yet. Like, what does he have to go to the Beis Medrash for? He reached the highest levels. What more was there to learn? Says the Shemen Atov. Batavar Marats Tanigra. Literally, it breaks the roof. Mishik Far Ola Al Mizbeach Benasa Ola Tanima. Somebody ready read up on the Mizbeach. And he was an Ola. Umuchal Nishachi. He was ready to be shechted. Sarach Lelech Lechedro Shal Shem Lilmod. Vineres, says the Shemen Atov. And this also answers the question, I'll just throw in another one. Why this is called the Nisayan of Abraham and not the Nisayan of Yitzchak. Many Mepharshim deal with that. The Rishonim deal with that. Follow Kim Nisayas Abraham. Wasn't it a test for Yitzchak? At least just as much as Abraham? Why do we call it one of the ten Nisayonos of Abraham? Says the Shemen Atov. Vineres, v'yitachen, it's possible. Sheyeshno koach ba'adam limsar nafsho al kiddush Hashem. Aval tzrichem lovod eich lichyos b'kiddush Hashem. It's one thing to die al kiddush Hashem, but it's an even higher level to live al kiddush Hashem. There's been many Jews, Rachman al-Flan, in history, and we have a great track record on this. Jews who would say, no, I'm not trading away my Jewishness. Rachman al-Flan, our enemies over the past 1,000 years, many of them said, you just give in. People who are so far from Judaism. But when it came to it, Moser Nefesh Barakadosh Baruch Hu. And it's wonderful. It's amazing. But to live every day Al Kiddush Hashem, not just to die Al Kiddush Hashem, but to live Al Kiddush Hashem, that's an even higher madrega. Yitzchak was ready to die Al Kiddush Hashem. But to live Al Kiddush Hashem, that's something beyond, and that's what he went to the Beis Medrash of Eber. And that's why it's called Avram's Nisayon, and not Yitzchak's. Because Avram was going to have to live with this every single day for the rest of his life, undermining everything he's done already. Anti-child sacrifices, anti-everything. Sheyeshno Nisayonos Kol Yom Vayom, getting up every day at 4 in the morning to go learn before you go to work. I remember I had a Talmud. My first year in YU. My first year teaching in YU, 20 years ago, 2001. And I remember, he called me like years later. He was a regular, great guy. Baruch Hashem, now he lives in Israel. He called me like a few years out of YU. And he says, Rebbe, I have a question. He's like, I'm a Shiloh. He says, I remember you gave a shiur when I was in the shiur that you really, really, really shouldn't say Tzlichot before Chatzos. I said, Tzlichot before Chatzos. I'm like, correct. So he says, but I have a question because I have a chavrusa now before davening in the morning. At 5 o'clock. And if I say slichos in the morning, then I'm going to not be able to have my chavrusa because I have to go to work at a certain time. So do you think I could say it at night on the chavrusa? So I said, first of all, you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day to learn. He's like, yeah, I said, how'd that happen? I said, that's unbelievable. It was a regular guy. No, there's no such thing as a regular guy. But he was just, it was unbelievable. Where did that come from? And the answer was, you say slichos in the morning. And you figure out another time tomorrow during the day. But to live on Kiddush Hashem, that's something that takes such a serious nefesh every day in and day out. To live on Kiddush Hashem. And obviously that's the pasuk, the consistency of living day in and day out. That's the symbol of the carbon tumah, the kevez achat haseva boker. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the one time, the moments, those radical times in our lives. You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at? He looks every single day. That's what he's looking into. Rabbi Steinsaltz in the Sefer HaChumash talks about, we're on the topic of Dakeda Vayera. He contrasts, you have Parshas Vayera and Parshas Chayasara. Think about Vayera. You have angels coming to visit Abraham Avinu. You have cities being destroyed by fire from heaven. You have all of a sudden new oasis appearing in the desert to save a dying child. And you have a Akedat Yitzchak. It's like, whoa. That's a parsha. And then you get the Chayisara. Shiduchim, burial, and, stuff. Life stuff. Sent by Stein's office. Life is made up of Vayera days and Chayasara days. Life is made up of, yeah, sometimes Vayera, these amazing events, the weddings and the Rachmanos on the opposites and the Chagim and... But that's fine. But you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at just as much? The Chayasara days. The regular events. How we're living our life every single day. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking at. You look at the top of the next page. Says the Rabbi Steinsaltz. It's called Chaya Olam, by the way. It's one of his farm. He says, Mashi Melamedes on the third line. O son, Udeshesh Tkufos Shonos Bechayim. There are different stages of life. HaTorah lo bones advarim bitzura kizu, shal derech achas yish b'mahus adifus al hashniyah. V'gam lo ma'amid af echad mehem kishlemus. There's both! But we're focusing on here, the Chayasara days. We have to make sure that we recognize. We can have an amazing moment, but the key to life is to take those moments. To take those moments with us. Rabbi Schwab in his Sefer, Mayan Beis HaShoeva, you have it there in Source 11. Quotes the Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara in Chagiga, on Daf Gimel, beginning of the Masechta, Darsh is a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Source 11. Mayafu pa'mayach b'nalayim bas nadir. How beautiful are your feet b'nalayim in the shoes of bas nadir, which is the remnant of Avram Avinu. How beautiful are your shoes. The Gemara Darsh is from there. How beautiful are B'nai Yisrael who go up to B'ol HaRego. B'ol HaRego. Amazing. Three times a year we go to B'ol HaRego. Kamenoin raglayim shal Yisrael b'shash sh'olam l'Rego. It's beautiful. Ask Rav Schwab. Isn't it interesting that the pasuk that the Gemara darshens that were so beautiful when we're B'ol HaRego talks about shoes, which we take off when we go B'ol HaRego. Right? We go to the Beis HaMikdash, we take off our shoes. We have to leave them outside. Think about finding your shoes. Hundreds of thousands of shoes. You think like the Mishnah says in Sukkah, everybody's machna their estrogim to each other. You know, so shoes? I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll figure it out. We'll have some type of system. Cubbies. I don't know. But ask for Schwab. Why are we talking about shoes? We don't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalna, this week's parsha. Shalna lecha me'al raglecha. Okay, I'm not going to judge the whole middle of Admas Kodesh. The Eichli Dachish, Yashon HaKosu B'amayach B'nalayim, Sharak L'arak L'Angel Yisrael. So explains Rabbi Schwab, and you might have heard this before. The message of Alila Regel is not when we're in Yerushalayim. Then it's easy to be inspired. We're in the Beis HaMikdash. The message is when we put on our shoes and we go home. That's what makes us beautiful. Mayafu P'amayach B'nalayim B'asnadus. It's not about the momentary yuntif experience. It's about the everyday. It's about the akev zachot aseva boker. It's about taking that feeling with us. Right? Shashiva zu avoda gadoli, shiyashuvu lebateimim, kol ha-madregos. Go back with all of the madregos, vastazas ha-eluyim, all the levels, shesigu b'shas aliyah l'regel, that we had when we were all the regel, b'makom ha-kodesh ha-migdash. Right? It's not when we... Not when we're in the redwoods, when we go home. Right? And he also quotes at the end, well, many of the Bali Musar say, the last Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the last time the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur washes his hands and feet, is right before he puts on his own personal clothes. And he asks all the Bali Musar, what do you have to wash your hands? He finished the Avodah. I'm going to put on his clothes and go home. Because that's part of the Avodah. The Avodah is every day. Again, it's not just Vayera, it's Chayasara. That's what defines us, living al Kiddush Hashem, living every day of our lives al Kiddush Hashem. It's crucial to take those moments. There's a book in the secular world, a famous book called The Tipping Point. You hear of it? Malcolm Gladwell. Everyone once quoted one line right before Ne'ilah. He writes in there, the whole book is about how there are certain moments in people's history that could change that. That they go on a totally different trajectory because of that moment. So he talks about, I forgot the exact quote. He said, it's not the moment that changes them. It's his lashon, it's the fidelity to the moment that changes them. Meaning it's how loyal they are to that moment, that they take that moment and they let it change them. We all have those moments, but the thing is to take those moments and to push it. and to go with it. And that's what we have to, and that's what we have to realize and focus on. It's about the everyday. It's about the everyday. Like the language, interesting. If you look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the sixth parak, the Braisa of Kinyan Torah, so the Braisa says, the Mishnah says that every day a bat kol goes out from Har Sinai and cries, "Oi, woe to the people who are not Osek Batorah." The exact parallel source is found in Maseches Kala. Maseches Kala Rabasi is a commentary on some other brises. Maseches Kala is two parakim, Maseches Kala Rabasi is ten parakim. But it's a Maseches Kala, Maseches Derech Eretz, and it has a lot of Pirkei Avos in there too. So if you look in the parallel in Maseches Kala Rabasi, it was the same exact thing with one word change. Not that Har Sinai screams out for those who are not Osek, but for those who are not Tadir. It's about the day in and the day out. It's about the consistency. The consistency is the key. Right? Kavata itim la Torah. It's the kfias. It's the kfias. Right, I spoke about this, when was it, 2 weeks ago, and I see him in the States. I was thinking the night before about, you always try to think about things that you could add in, and the night before, I all of a sudden, something hit me. I'm like, what record in sports is the record that will never be broken? What record will never be broken? So obviously, Rabbi Google, right? And as top 10, whatever, sports records, whatever. The record, I wrote the quote, the most unbreakable record in all of sports, Cal Ripken Jr., right? He played 16 years without missing a game. May 29th, 1982, September 20th, 1998. He never missed a day of work. Never missed a day of work. That will never be broken, I'll add. It might not be broken on the baseball field, but it could be broken in the fifth match. He did 2+ Tafiomi cycles. He broke the record. Right? Every day, we're Kobea Itim, we could break the record. It's just about, it's not about how much we do, is that we do. Rabbi Fran, 2 Daf Yomi cycles ago, he spoke about, many of you aren't Daf Yomi, just do something Yomi. Something Yomi. Something Yomi. Where was I? Last Thursday, my shul, we had to see it. So this guy comes over to me, listens to the shiur and whatever. He mentions his brother was a Talmud of mine years ago. How's he doing? Good, fine. How's he learning? So I said, give me you have his number? Yes. WhatsApp. So I gave him a message. I said, do something, Yomi. Do something, Yomi. Just learn one Mishnah. Just something. Something that creates consistency in your life. Something Tadir. But let's go one step deeper now. So why is Tadir so important? It's the consistency, it's the importance. Why is it? Let's get back to our questions from before. Why is Tadir Kodem? How does it stand up even to Mekudash? So there is a Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch made this concept famous, but before him, the Rambam said it. Many others said it as well. There is a phrase in Pirkei Avos. I didn't give you the Mishnah, because it's four words. V'hakol l'fi rov ha-ma'aseh. That's the phrase in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam here in 15 is commenting on that phrase. V'hakol l'fi rov ha-ma'aseh. Everything goes according to the action. Says the Rambam. What does that mean? Shamalos lo yusku l'fi shir godel ha-ma'aseh. Hashem doesn't look at the quantity of the action. Elo l'fi rov mispar ha-ma'aseh, but the numbers of the action. V'zeh. Shamalos omnom yusku b'kifol ma'aseh tovam rabos. Milus, levels in Avodas Hashem are reached by constant repetition. Ubaze yusaka kinyan. That's how we are going to be affected. And he gives the example. If you have 1,000 shekel to give out to aniyim, do you give one ani 1,000 shekel? Or 1,000 aniyim 1 shekel? It's better for the ani if you give 1,000. But it's better for you if you give 1,000 aniyim 1 shekel. Because that affects me. V'hakol l'fi rov ha-ma'aseh. Says the Rambam. Lefisha zeh yichbal al yado ma'isa nedivas elef pam im yusakin yichazak. Right, the Sefer Chinuch says 100 times. Acharei ha'pulos nimshachos halavavos. We're influenced by what we do. Right, he says that first by breaking the bones. You can't break the bones because when you break the bones of the Korban Pesach, it affects you. You become an achzar. Right, acharei ha'pulos, the Kohanim wear special begadim. Why? Because we act differently when we wear things differently. Right, there's many examples of this. But that's the message. When we do something over and over again, it shapes who we are. So if we think about it, Mikudash, the Chepsa, is sanctified. Tadir makes us sanctified. Tadir shapes us. And the more we do something, the more we are sanctified through that action, through that tefila, the more we do it. The more we do it. Unless we think, oh, if I only say it three times, that'll be like, you know, it's our fault that we don't get so much out of Bahu Rachum as much as we should. We say it over and over again, but to realize, you can look at the Avodram, who wrote that was an amazing story about three shonim who were shipwrecked, who were taken captive, who wrote Bahu Rachum. Mondays and Thursdays, the gates of heaven are open, so we have extra tefillos, but really, the more we do something, the more it's supposed to affect us. And the more we're shaped, and that's how it stands up to Mekudash. And maybe that's even getting back to that machlokas haposkim, right? Is it more tadir if it's many times over the year, or what if it's at one time of the year? Maybe both of them have messages for us. Because sometimes if I do something in an intense fashion, very close together, that has a strong effect on me. But I also have to realize I need a less intense, drawn-out effect to really affect me, and both are important. Kind of like, or Soloveitchik says, kind of like Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I need one night a year where I go all out, where I don't stop talking about it. Questions and answers and involving the family and show and tell. You have props. And if I do that intensely one night a year, so then the rest of the year I could mention it. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's all about affecting who we are. The Korban Tamid is the symbol of that. That's the symbol of our entire avodah. Oh, we serve Hashem? Right, we are, right? We have a job to do every single day of our life. And there's a Zohar that says that every person is writing a book in their life. Every page in the book is a day of their life. So every day, right? Every day of our life gets its own page. The Yid HaKadosh, one of the early Hasidic masters, before he went to sleep every night, he used to think, did I do enough today? Is my page at all, like, missing any space? And if he thought he wasn't enough, he took out some money from his pocket, keep stock right before he went to sleep. Like, get something else on the page. I don't want to cut a sparkle up there after 120. You can skip those. You know, just like, you know. Pass over those. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good page. Yeah, now the next few you can... No, we want every day. It's the consistency. It's every day. Filling up the pages. That's what shapes us. That's what shapes us. And that's what we have to recognize. And the Korban Tamid brackets our entire avoda, because that's the message, and that's why it was so tragic when it was lost. This is the godless of doing anything yomi, because it anchors us. Rav Meir Shapiro knew this. Right, we live in a time period when, again, it's not a coincidence that in the time that we live, Daf Yomi, Art Scroll, the Internet. It's not a coincidence. Because Baruch Hu knows what Am Yisrael needs. Obviously, everything can be used for good and not for good. Every tool in life. You can use a telephone for good. Post-game originally were against telephones in the when it first came out. Wow, how much Lashon Hara! But then they have dial-a-duff. Right? And then they have, right, 5 minutes of guard your tongue and the telephone. Everything in life, right, could be used, latov. We just have to figure out a way to use it. So the fact that today, Kadosh Baruch Hu realizes after the Churban of Europe, nothing's coincidental in the history of the Jewish people. Dafka now, I think I said last week, two Sundays ago, when Baruch Hu's faith started, more Jews learned with the same daf on the same day, 2 weeks ago on Sunday, than probably ever before in history. How many hundreds of thousands of Jews learned the same page of Gemara on the same day? It never happened. Hundreds of thousands. Can't imagine it. Again, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm just saying that concept. Like, what's going on here? This kind of adoros. But something's going on in this world. But it's the day in and the day out of Avodah. So what is it? Rabbi Shapiro knew. He quoted this Gemara. Remember the Gemara? Yivamos Kuf Fakal. He quoted this Gemara when he came up with the idea. Right? Pam Achaz, he says, Rabbi Gamliel says he was on a boat for Isi Sfina Achash Nishpura, and he saw the boat next to him capsize. Like, oh, there, Mikiva was killed. The next day he goes to give shirim. Mikiva runs in, comes into the shirim. He's like, what happened? How'd you survive? So Rabbi Kiva says, I saw a board from the boat going by. I grabbed onto it and I held onto it for dear life. And every wave that came, I just held onto the board and I was saved. But if you look in the Gemara, what's the word that says means board? Das. Daf shel spina. I just held on to that daf shel spina and I got through. And I got through. So he obviously darshened it to mean, you know, the daf. But again, it's the connection to Torah. It's the daily connection to Torah. And we have to recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it, wants us to take up whatever it is daily, whether it's, you know, Mishnayos. Right, everybody here. I remember my Shana Aleph. I started doing two Mishnayos a day. Two Mishnayos a day. You finish Shas in 6 years if you've never done it. You come up, we could talk about a Chazar program. But just doing something every day. Obviously, we learn all day. We learn all day. But it's also great to have something that you do all day. Something. Before you go to sleep at night. No, yeah. Whatever it is. Even say one parak of Tehillim. Whatever it is. Just doing something because that creates the consistency. Creates the consistency. Even though every day is its own victory, but it creates the consistency. There is another idea, just related, again, some of this has to do with Dafyomi specifically, I'm not going to go into that right now, but there is another idea when there's something communal type of learning, like a Dafyomi, like a, you know, Parshas HaShavua, something. It's fascinating. If you go to the last page, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches. I think we did this in famous Gemaras this week, last week, whatever it was. The Malachim did not want the Torah to be given to Am Yisrael. So what happens? They start fighting. Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't give the Torah to Am Yisrael. So Amar Lefanav, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu on line 5. We're not going to read it again. Hachzeh lan tshuva, Moshe, you answer them. Amar Lefanav, Rebbeinu Shalom. Moshe says, no, I'm scared. The Malachim are going to burn me up. Amar Hashem says, don't worry, hold on to my kisei hakavod. Base. Hold on and answer them. And then Moshe goes through and answers them, and we know, in Elchishon Malkecha, Asher Oteisicha, did you go ahead and destroy? And the whole Torah is not shy after you. And every Mefarish asks, what was the Havamin of the Malachim? What were they jealous about? They can learn Torah in Shemayim. They do learn Torah in Shemayim. There must be some aspect of Torah that they're missing. And that's why they were jealous. So there is a Gemara in Zvachim, Kufta Zayin, which I guess you might have heard this before. The Gemara in Zvachim talks about the Shas Maimon Har Sinai, Kishenitna Torah LiYisrael, Hayakola Holech Misofol of Atofo. The sound of the Maimon Har Sinai went from one side of the world to the other side. And all the nations of the world, they were scared, they didn't know what was going on. Achazdan Rav Echalayan. They were shaking in their Hechals, in their temples. You know what's going on? So what they do, they went to the smartest person they knew alive at that time, Bilam HaRasha, and they went to Bilam and they said, Bilam, what is going on? Bilam HaRasha, Bamrulo. Makalam HaRasha Shemanu, what is this? Shema Mabel Balaolam? Is there another Mabel? Amarlo, no, Hashem promised no more Mabel. No, Hashem only promised no Mabel of water. Maybe there'll be a Mabel of fire. Calm down, Hashem promised. No more Mabel. So what is it? Bilam says, Chem de Tova, there's a treasure Kodesh Baruch Hu has had with him. He's giving to the Torah to Am Yisrael, Hashem Oz Bamo Yitzein. They say, really? Hashem Yivarach Hazama Vashal. That's the Gemara. And asks Rav Meir Shapiro, I don't know too many thoughts of his, but I happen to know this one. Asks Rav Meir Shapiro, what was the Havamina of the nations of the world to think that it was a Mabel? What's the connection between Maimon Har Sinai and a Mabel? They only have more opposite events. Maimon Har Sinai is amazing, inspirational, and then the Mabel? What's the connection between the two? So says Rav Meir Shapiro, the Pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu that when Mashiach comes, all the animals are going to get along with each other. The garzeiv and keves, it's not on your sheep. The garzeiv and keves and the sheep and the lions and the tigers, everyone's going to get along with each other. The kasha is, why is that so amazing? Yishayahu Navi has this amazing prophetic vision. It happened once before already. It happened once in history. On the Teva. All the animals got along with each other. All the animals, for a whole year. So what's so amazing? Yishayahu Navi, oh, all the animals are going to get along. Says Meir Shapira, no. There are two types of achdus. Achdus type one, you want to survive, you better get along with each other. You're all in the same boat. It's not that the animals on the table loved each other. They wanted to survive, the species. So they got along and they forced themselves. If you have a common enemy, there's a danger, everybody gets along with each other. That's achdus, but that's type one. That's not what Yishayahu HaNavi is talking about. Yishayahu HaNavi is talking about a time when there's going to be such das about Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, even the animals are going to be inspired. A time when there's going to be such connection to the divine. It's going to be so clear. That's Yishayahu HaNavi. The nations of the world see Bnei Yisrael and Maimon Har Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They see the Achdus of Am Yisrael. They ask Bilam, is there another Mabul? Because that's the Achdus that many can understand. Is there another Mabul going on? And Bilam says, no, this is a different type of Achdus. Bilam was a smart man. This is an Achdus based on Torah. Shared aspirations, common dreams, a connection. Torah has a ma'achid quality. There's a unifying quality that we have to Torah. Whenever there's a communal type of learning and you feel like part of something larger, there's a connection that you feel. Even just today, you'll talk to Bechin, the whole yeshiva, taking a test together. There was like a camaraderie. We're all in different shiurim and different years and different, but everybody's doing this together. That's a bond of Torah. That's like, you know, that can't be explained. It can't be explained. Maybe that's what the Malachim were jealous of. The Malachim talk to each other, but there's no arvus for Malachim. There's no kol Malachim arevim zelazeh. No such thing. Right? Kadosh, kadosh, they say to each other, v'karazel, zev, yamar, they talk to each other. So maybe the Malachim said, this unifying power of Torah, you know, is something that they said, what about us? Rosh Baruch Hu says it's only for humans, only for people. Rameer Shapiro capitalized it on it. Right? Well, one of the great Amorim in Brachot Avchez did for Torah Shebechzav, Olam Yashlam Parshiyosev and Matzibur, right, the fact that you can walk into a shul on the other side of the world, and guess what? They're laying in the same parshas that you're up to. What a coincidence! Isn't that fascinating? There's an achdus, there's a connection. Rameer Shapiro did that for Torah Shebal Peh, for the Hamonam, right, out there. The Torah has a unifying quality, and when somebody does something on a consistent basis, again, for your years after yeshiva, but even now, you do something, if it's the more communal it is, the more national it is, the more can create this connection. But again, what's important for us is the consistency, the day in, the day out, and again, sometimes there's things going on in life, but got to find the time. You got to find the time to make time for it. Baruch Hashem, now, you know, we're all in Gan Eden, we're all in a yeshiva where we learn all day, but we have to realize every day is a treasure. Every day is a treasure. Sometimes we're tired. We're always tired. It's not easy. It's not easy. Sometimes we're not feeling it. Sometimes we'd rather take, again, it's good. We need breaks. Then we need, outlets. That's a good thing. Outlets I think we mentioned, did we have this year, last year? About last year? I'm trying to give it next year, Hashem, on repeat. But again, having the Teferet Yisrael on Pirkei Avos says one of the ways of Kinyan Torah, and one of the 48 Dvarim is the lashon is miut sicha, miut sicha. So the pasuk means don't talk so much. But he says no, you need a little hacking in order to have Kinyan Torah. You need a little bit of time, like the chavrusim when they sit down in the morning. They say, okay, let's learn. Okay, it's fine, but you could also, like, talk for 2 minutes. You're b'nei adam.
going on, everything okay? You know, that you got to have that. So we need that. But again, obviously, it's to appreciate every seder, to appreciate every tefillah, every shachris. Everybody has their challenges. Sometimes, some people challenges the afternoon seder. I don't know, sometimes you feel that heaviness right, towards the end of the afternoon seder, trying to push through. And so that's some challenge. Sometimes, for some people, it's chakras. For some people, it's whatever it is. We just got to make sure that we push, we could do it, realize the potential that we have, and to make the best of it, and recognize the power of the Torah, how it has to shape us. Tadir shapes the person. Makuda shapes the chesta. But Tadir shapes the person. Let us all allow the Torah to shape us every day of our lives.